This is Shantae, and today I'm doing a podcast all about the life of art, or art and life. Art. The various branches of creative activity, such as painting, music, literature, and dance. So why do we immediately assume that when someone is talking about art, they're meaning drawing with a pencil and a paper? Art is all around us, and still we don't have enough. Anything can be art, no matter what everyone says. The wonderful thing about art is that there's so much and so many choices to choose from. There is drawing and painting, like most people think, but there's also calligraphy, photography, wood carving, there's dance, anything that has to do with music, and so much more. Personally, I enjoy painting, and the great part is that you don't have to be amazing to be able to do art. I've seen art pieces in art museums that were just dots, many or one, little or large, it doesn't matter. Colorful or black and white, just do what makes you happy. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, and it doesn't have to be on paper either. You do you. As a kid, I used to love drawing stick figures, and I still do. Now we're going to talk to my little brother Ty. Hey Ty.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Good. So as you know, today we're talking all about art, and I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
What is your favorite type of art that you like to do?
Drawing.
What do you like to draw?
Cartoons.
Why?
Because they're easy.
Why do you think they're easy?
Because you don't have to be perfect.
I like that answer. I think that art is kind of therapeutic in a sense. Don't you agree?
Yeah, it's kind of like a way to show your emotions.
Yeah. Thank you for being here, Ty.
Yep, thank you.
Don't take it from me, but listen to Ty, too. You don't have to be perfect to do art. Most people say that art is used to express yourself. And that is true, but it's used for so much more as well. You could use art to fill those boring hours when you have nothing else to do. But I have something else in mind. It's called art therapy. This is a form of expressive therapy that uses the creative process of making art to improve a person's physical, mental, and emotional well-being. I'm going to be honest with you. This is the first time I've ever heard of art therapy, but it's used for so much. It can be used to help resolve issues, develop and manage behaviors and feelings, reduce stress and boredom, if you know what I mean, and improve self-esteem and awareness. Art and music are naturally therapeutic. Have you ever had a long, tiring day that when you got home, you just sat down and listened to music, or drawn simple lines or squiggles on a piece of paper? If you haven't, you should try it. It relaxes you, and it also helps you to get rid of all that pent-up emotion that you've been collecting all day. Speaking of music, we are now going to talk to Cicely. Hey, Cicely.
Hi.
So I heard you play an instrument.
Yeah.
What instrument do you play?
The piano.
Nice. So do I. How long have you played for?
5 to 6 years.
Cool. That's a long time.
Yeah.
Do you consider music an art?
Yes.
Yeah. Me too. So what type of art do you like to do?
I like to draw.
Cool. What inspires you to draw?
Raphael, Donatello, Leonardo, and Michelangelo. Or as I like to call them, Teenage Ninja Turtles.
I like that answer. You're a spunky one.
Yep.
Well, thanks for being here, sis.
Yep. See ya.
Bye. Leonardo, Michelangelo, Donatello, and Raphael are the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. But during the Renaissance, there were actual human beings who were named Leonardo da Vinci, Donatello, Michelangelo, and Raphael, and they inspired many with their art, and their art still inspires many today.
The Renaissance was based on art. It was a time of art, and the careers during that time were based on art. But what we might not think about as often is that careers today are also surrounded by art.
If you can, take a second and look around you and see all the art that is there. Now think about all the people and their careers and the time it took for them to create the art surrounding you. People have these jobs, and guess what? They all have something to do with art. If you have a pool, someone made that. That's art. The inside of your house, how it's decorated, whoever decorated it, whether it was your mom or someone that was hired, that is art. The way you get dressed in the morning, that is art as well. That's a choice, and the way you do your hair is also a choice. It's all art, so whether we like it or not, we are all artists here. The same thing goes for any job or career you go into. It always has something to do with art, whether it's animation and effects, you can do cartoons, architecture, you're creating something, visual design, you're drawing, you're making it, gaming and technology as well, studio art, producer and interior design, there's a fashion and apparel, education, film and production, music and performing arts, culinary, media and creative writing, marketing and photography. It all has something to do with art. And if you really think about it, everything is art. No matter what we do, from the way we walk to the way we talk, we're expressing ourselves, and that is art.
It's not just what we do and the things around us that are art. It's what we watch and read as well. The TV shows you watch. Do you ever watch the interior design ones where they rebuild or redecorate the houses? Or the cooking channel where they make the food? And how about the ones that are most popular right now about like The Voice or So You Think You Can Dance? All of those are art as well. It's a different form and you're watching it instead of doing it, but it's still art.
Now we're going to talk to my dad about his careers and how art is tied into them.
Hey, Dad.
Hey.
Can you tell everyone what you've been doing up until recently?
I used to be a custom home builder.
Nice. How long did you do that for?
About 15 years.
That's a long time.
That is a long time.
Okay, so my theory is that art plays a role in everything. How do you think art plays a role in construction?
Well, if you're building a house, you know, you definitely have to use your artistic skills to make sure that the house looks good. You don't want to have a house that looks like it has fry sauce on the outside with white shingles or anything like that. You got to be able to make it look good, and that includes, like, you know, lots of different things. It could be the landscaping, it could be the concrete, it could be just the look of even the front of the house. You know, certain colors of stone go with certain colors of stucco or siding or even shingles. So there's lots of different artistic things that go into it. On the inside of the house, you know, you can't have lots of different crazy colors that don't match on the inside, because if you're building a house to sell, it's going to be really hard to sell unless it looks good. So sometimes you have to be a little bit more artist than home builder when it comes to finishing the house up so that it looks good.
I totally agree. So you just went back to school, right?
Yep.
What did you do? Like, why did you go back to school for?
I went back to school to get a marketing degree so that we could start a marketing company.
Cool. So we know how construction can tie into art, but how can marketing tie into art?
Well, with our company, we do mostly online marketing, and you have to be pretty good at finding out what your customer wants their business to look like online, and so you have to be able to build a website for them that applies to their business but also looks good. It can't look like a clown website if they're selling antiques or something like that. So you got to be, just like building a house, you have to be able to look at something and see if it looks out of place, or maybe even something looks like the font or something like that might look too big, or the color doesn't look just right, or maybe a picture is too big on a web page and it's taking up too much space. So there's lots of different artistic things that have an effect on marketing, especially with the internet. A lot of the things we have to do is we have to be able to make a website look good not only on a computer screen, but when it comes up, it has to be able to switch and look good on a phone now too, because everybody wants to use their phone. And you know, if the website comes up and it's tiny on your phone, people aren't able to read it. So you've got to be able to be artistic enough to make it look good on a phone also. So there's lots of different artistic things that come into marketing all over the place.
Nice. Okay, well, thanks for helping us to see how art isn't just in the plain old painting or singing or dancing careers. It can be in any careers like marketing. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
So we've talked about art and careers and art around us. Now we're going to talk about what people think makes certain people more artistic or creative than others, and why what they think makes them this way is wrong.
Have you ever heard of the term right-brained or left-brained? People used to think that if you were right-brained or right-sided, then you used the right side of your brain more, and you were more creative and intuitive. But if you're more logical and objective, then you were left-sided or left-brained. There was a recent study that showed that, yes, the different sides of the brain are responsible for certain skills, but we don't have a dominant side. We are not right-brained or left-brained. We use them, both sides, just as much as we use the other. This research and the medical instruments and medicine that we have today would not have been possible if it wasn't for Leonardo da Vinci. During his lifetime, da Vinci dissected over 30 cadavers and was able to draw very accurate pictures of the organs inside and outside of the human figure, including the spine and the heart. And these amazing drawings created a major breakthrough. Just imagine, we might not be where we are today in the medical field if it hadn't been for Da Vinci. And guess what? His art.
And that study about being right-brained might not have been possible. This whole podcast was done to show and prove to you that art isn't just something you have to sit down and do every day. It's in your everyday life. It is a way of life, and we need to just embrace it. Thanks for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed and hopefully learned something. Now go out and do some art.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.